coming into the sitting posture as comfortably as you can. And then allowing these first moments of sitting to be orienting and settling. I'll encourage you, as we began with, to start with your eyes open, just to take in the space of the room, the circle of people, the colors, and the sense of your own body in the sitting posture. As we connect with objects in the room or the space itself, we use the visual sense to bring us into the present. So to let go of worrying about the past, anything that's happened in the past, to let go of fantasy or planning for the future. And we come into our senses. And not just through the seeing, but you can open your ears to hearing. Hear sounds near and further away. And again, noticing that sounds always happening just in the present. We're not remembering past sounds or imagining future sounds. We're not imagining past sights or imagining future sights, but taking in what's here now. This alone can be a whole process in coming towards stillness, to re-engage the senses in the present. And any time as we sit, even after you've closed your eyes, if you do that, you can always reopen the eyes and the ears, beginning again with just the senses awake here now. And the eyes and the ears teach us how to perceive or to be mindful moment to moment. So then as we settle in, begin to sense also the posture of your body and sensations in the body. Maybe the sense of your weight on the cushion, contact with the floor, temperature on a warm evening. The temperature or texture of the air or your clothing, skin. And just the same as sights and sounds always unfold in the present, so too body sensation, when we contact it just as it's happening. Not the story of the body or the story of sensations, but just sensation. Sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, but always unfolding here and now. And again, the body brings us into the present. Take a few breaths to sink or soak or knead your attention into the experience of your body. You might take a few deeper breaths if that feels good. Or you might relax the whole body, softening through the face and jaw, neck and shoulders, ribs and belly, pelvis and legs. Drinking in sensation and brightening sensation by giving it your attention. If it feels good to close the eyes, you can do that. Letting go of the visual sense in order to deepen in sensation. Very often when we bring our attention into the body in this way, it settles for a moment, sensations brighten, the body shows itself to us. And then the mind wanders, thoughts appear, the subtle sense of emotions or feelings bloom or become more apparent, we notice how we're feeling. So here, notice your mood and how it shines through your body. Restlessness or dullness. Focus or distraction. High or low energy. And the mind wandering spins story around these sensations and feelings. We remember something that happened in the past and we feel excited or sad. We think about the future and we feel eager or fearful or confused. More difficult than sights or sounds or sensations, thoughts and feelings can be hard to see as phenomena arising in the present. Just like sounds, thoughts appear, we hear them or see them in a certain way. The thing we call distraction is when we forget that they are thoughts arising in the present, and we lose ourselves in the story of the past or the future or confusion or worry. Notice the state of your mind. In the same way you would notice sounds or sights or sensations in the body, notice feeling and thought. Notice that feeling and thought are never separate from the body. They're stories about the body, in relationship, in conversation, in the world. And they ride our changing moods and feelings. Completely interwoven with the life of the body. Because thoughts and feelings are the strongest distractions we have, the most common distractions, then the basic sitting instructions are to gather our attention, to find some stability of attention, so that we can choose what we focus on, rather than being pulled away into story and fantasy. So basic instructions with the breath. Connect with yourself breathing, with the rising and falling breath, in any way that you notice it, in the body, in the belly or the chest, or at the tip of the nose or through the whole body. Feel the in-breath and the out-breath swinging back and forth by themselves. And breathing in a way that's easy and pleasurable. And think to yourself on the in-breath, the word in, and on the out-breath, the word out. Or any other method you use to stay with the breath. Counting or mantra. Or just focusing on the breath as it happens. Feel a full in-breath and out-breath without letting the mind be pulled away. Be careful at the turn from the out-breath to the in-breath, where the breath gets subtle. Stay with it and just begin a new breath without losing focus. And in this way, stringing the breaths together like beads on a string. Relaxed. Not trying too hard, but awake to the places where the mind gets pulled away. And when you notice the mind pulled away, the noticing itself brings you back, and you reconnect with the breath and start again. Breathing in and out, knowing the in and out breath, and staying with it, resisting distraction, letting body and mind settle together toward the sweet, delicious pleasure of stillness. We'll sit in this way in silence or with any meditation practice that you cultivate. For another 15 or so, and then we'll chant at the end.